Yeah. How did people react? Was that based on any
reaction? Yes, very much so. The people here in Monroeville, they can pick out the different characters real well. Atticus Finch is Harper Lee's father. He was a lawyer here in Monroeville. And her sister is still a lawyer here.
Did that actually happen?
Yes. Much of what she wrote was things that actually happened here in Monroeville.
There was actually a family of whites that were...
Yeah.
I forget what their names were.
I can't remember either. This Boo Ratley or Boo in a book. Well, I remember the house where he lived. It's torn down now.
He was the one who was so strange.
They kept him locked up. And then the Lees lived right down the street from where he lived at that time.
There was actually a character like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the things that happened very much the way she twisted them around a little bit, but some of the families highly resented some of the things that she told in her book. You'll have to,
I didn't realize
that was... Yeah, I wouldn't say To Kill a Mockingbird, there was a lot of the people here that highly resented a lot that she had to say in there. But I remember her father real well. Of course, her sister, who's a lawyer here now, what little legal help I ever need, she's the one that I always go to.
Is the author, what's her name?
Harper Lee is the name that she uses on the book. Her name is my stars, Nell Lee.
Does she still live here?
She stays here a good bit of the time.
Was there any... How did people, once the book came out, did they try to get her to leave town or anything?
No, nothing like that.
They just sort of ostracized her?
I think after a time everybody kind of got accustomed to it, but there was a few of the older people that did not care for the book too much. But no, nothing, nobody paid any attention to it. Not as far as wanting her to leave town or anything like that. But it was not as not the most popular book, you know, to say, well, I really enjoyed this. This is something I liked. Not as much as it could have been in Monroeville by some of the people.
How did you feel about it?
Oh, I liked it very much.
How old were you when it came out?
It's only about 10 years old. I would have been around 40. Mm-hmm. She and I, Harper Lee, Nell Lee, and I were in high school at the same time. She might be a year younger than I am. And this cousin from Mississippi that was always visiting in the book, that's Truman Capote. Are you familiar with him?
Truman Capote?
Well, you know, in the book, it was a cousin or something that was always visiting them, little boy. Well, that's who it is, and that's who helped her quite a bit, they say, with the book. But they're real, I'm not sure they're cousins or anything, but they are real good friends, yeah. And he visited around Monroeville here all the time. Uh-huh. And he has people living here. He has relatives here.
How do people feel about him?
I really don't know. Now, Wendy could tell you all that because she mixes and mingles with the people in Monroeville so much more than I do. I'm pretty isolated down here on the railroad. But she knows Truman. She knows Nell real well. You've got to talk to Wendy. You'll like her. And she can't bear the thoughts of you being in this area and her not getting to know you while you're here.
Well, I'll probably see.
One thing, she's really interested in what you're doing and all that.
Does she live out near you now?
We're less than a mile apart. Her mother and my mother went to school together. The families have always known each other and we've always lived there. And Wanda and I have been good friends all of our lives. Because Wanda's married and has two sons, both of them grown. One of them has a little girl that's 6, 7 years old. Mm-hmm. But we've always lived right there close together. But she is much more active and meets and knows more than about the people and whatnot, especially in Monroeville, than I do. 'Cause